How do you treat people who are younger than you? Welcome, good day, and hello to Silent Time, the opportunity to think on what is really important in life. How do you treat people who are younger than you, especially as parents? How do you treat your children? There are many things we can learn from the Bible, from the Old and New Testament. And among other things, for sure, we can learn that the children shall never be neglected, and especially they should not let to be learned to curse and to swear and to learn shameful words and so on. Often it can easily happen that a false love of nature may blind the parents, so they give great attention to the flesh of their children, more even than to the souls. But even though the children are a great gift, like a treasure, wonderful and eternal from God, but so God asks us to look after them, to take care of them, to not let anybody, the devil or the world or the flesh or other people, steal or destroy or harm. And especially, we can also read that we are called to treat, to nourish the soul, to treat and to teach what is good. If we read Genesis 18, verses 19, God says about Abraham, "I have chosen him in order that he may command his sons and his descendants to obey me and to do what is right and just. If they do, I will do everything for him that I have promised." Lord, we ask that you may give wisdom to all teachers, to all parents, to all in authority, and to all who teach and preach, that you may show what is important, that you may nourish the soul in addition to the body, that you may show what is important and what to learn, and especially to avoid to curse, to swear, and to use evil words, but instead to learn to get to know you, to have a relationship with you, to experience you from what other people have experienced, from the Bible, from recent experiences, as well as by themselves, that they may know you in their life and grow up with you and target towards your eternal kingdom, where we all will praise your holy name forever. Amen.